Hello students, welcome to Distance Education by Atomic Energy Education Society Mumbai. Dear students, we are going to study the story of the Happy Prince prescribed in the textbook Moments, class 9. Students, first of all, let us discuss to whom do we call happy. The life of really happy man is free from rumors. A happy man believes in soul force. In fact, his conscience gives him peace and rest. He used to keep balance of mind. He is unaffected by false flattery. Such a man does not care for his ruin. His enemies can get nothing by his loss. Students, it is rightly said that the source of happiness comes not from worldly possessions, but from helping others. Have you ever heard someone saying, "It is better to give than receive"? The person can be referring to any number of things. For example, giving a gift, helping someone at work, or volunteering for a worthy cause. In this lesson, we will learn more about the Happy Prince and his helpful friend, the Swallow. First of all, introduction to this lesson. This story is about a prince. When the prince was alive, he was very happy. After his death, a big statue of the prince was erected on a pedestal. From there, the statue of the prince could see the entire city, and at that time he saw the miseries of the people. He saw the poor people, the homeless, their hunger and starvation. The prince was sad to see all these miseries, sadness of the people as well. So, in this chapter we will study the story of this prince. The statue of a prince stood on a high platform overlooking the city. The prince was called a happy prince. When he was alive, he always remained very happy. When the prince died, a big statue was erected in the center of the city in his remembrance. The statue of this happy prince was covered with thin layers of gold. And instead of eyeballs, there were two bright shining sapphire stones. In the handle of his sword, a bright ruby stone was placed. Swallow is a tiny bird. Although it is not a human being, still the writer is referring to it as he and his. He says that all the friends of this swallow had flown away to Egypt 6 weeks ago. This bird did not go with them, but later it thought of going to Egypt to his friends. So it was on its way to Egypt. This bird kept on flying on its way to Egypt, and at night it reached the city of the happy prince. It wanted to stay somewhere for the night. It thinks upon where to stay at night. The bird says that hopefully the city has made some arrangement for it to stay. Obviously, the bird does not mean what it is saying. We can say that probably the bird is being humorous. Now, when this tiny bird saw this huge statue of the happy prince, it thought of staying there for the night. So, the bird thought that it was a good place to spend the night. There was shelter and a lot of fresh air. So the bird came and alighted. It stopped and sat in between the feet of the statue of the happy prince. When the bird sat in between the feet of the happy prince, it was surrounded with gold. So it thought that it had a bedroom made of gold because it was surrounded by gold all around. As it was about to sleep, as it was putting its head under the wing, suddenly a large drop of water fell on it. The bird was surprised because all of a sudden a drop of water fell on it. It thought that neither was it raining nor the rainy season was going on. The swallow could not believe this because the sky was not cloudy and stars were shining. Just then another drop of water fell on it. The swallow thought that the statue was useless because it was not able to protect it from the rain. So he thought he should not sleep under the statue. The swallow thought that it was better if it took shelter in a chimney of a house and thought to move away from there because the statue was not able to protect from the rain. Before the bird flew away, the third drop of water fell on him and it looked up. What did he see? Let's find out. The swallow thought that the statue was of the happy prince, but it was crying. The bird asked the statue that why it was crying. It added that it had soaked it with its tears. The happy prince narrated his story to the swallow. The happy prince said that when he was alive and he had a human heart means the heart which beats is alive. At that time, he was not aware what tears were and what sorrow was, as he lived in a palace where there was happiness all around. All the people who used to work in his court used to call him Happy Prince because he used to be happy all the time and he had not seen sorrow at all. And he said that he lived happily and died in happiness only. When he had a human heart, he never cried. He was not aware what tears were because he had seen happiness only and never faced any sorrow. Now, when he was dead, they had put him so high in the form of a statue on a pedestal that he could see the whole city and the ugliness of the city. He could see that there were so many people living in misery, lack of food, hunger, money, homelessness, etc. Now, when the statue's heart was made of lead, a metal, although it did not have any feelings, then also, when it saw all the sadness, it became sad and wept. When the happy prince was telling his sad story, the swallow was thinking about something else in his mind. The bird wondered that the statue of the prince was not made of solid gold. It was surprised. It thought that from outside the statue was covered with gold, but as it said that the heart was made of lead and not of gold, it realized that it was hollow and was not made of solid gold. It saw that the statue was very sad and was crying. So he did not make any personal remarks. It did not comment anything about the statue because it was giving value to the statue's feelings. The statue continued its story. It spoke in a very musical voice that far away there was a house of a poor woman. The window of her house was open and it could see through the window that she was sitting near the table. Her face was thin and she was tired. Her hands were rough and had become red because they had been pricked by the needle. The woman was seamstress. The woman was embroidering flowers on a gown of the queen's maid who would walk along with the queen during the court ball. The statue said that the lady who was embroidering the gown had a little child who was not well. He was suffering from fever and was asking his mother to give him oranges. His mother was very poor. She had no money. She could only give him water, that also river water, and that is why the little boy was crying. So, the statue of the happy prince requested the swallow to take out the ruby stone from the handle of its sword and give it to the lady. It added that its feet were fastened to the platform, because of which it could not move. The swallow replied that it had to go to Egypt. Its friends were waiting for it. The swallow said that its friends were in Egypt. They were flying near the Nile River and talking to the large lotus flowers which grew there. Soon they would go to sleep, and so it wanted to reach Egypt at the earliest. The statue requested the swallow to stay with him for one night. He asked him to be his messenger and work on his behalf. He said that the boy was very thirsty and his mother was very sad, so it should go and give the ruby stone to her. Once again, the swallow opposed his request and said that it did not like boys, so why should it help that boy? Moreover, it had to go to Egypt. The happy prince was so sad that swallow felt sorry for him. It said that it was very cold there, but it would stay with him for one night, and the next morning it would do his work. The happy prince thanked him. Finally, the swallow took out the ruby stone from the happy prince's sword, and the bird took the ruby in its beak and flew over the town. As this swallow was on its way to the poor woman's house, it passed the cathedral. Cathedral is a church. And on the church tower, white color marble angels were sculptured. Then he reached the palace. He crossed the palace and he could hear the sound of dancing from inside the palace. When the swallow was crossing over the palace, a girl came out on the balcony along with her lover. She was hoping that the gown which she had given to the seamstress for embroidering would be ready on time. She was talking about the same gown on which that lady was doing embroidery, to whom the bird had to give the ruby stone. When the swallow flew over the river, ships also came along the way. Lanterns were hanging on their sails. Finally, the swallow reached the woman's house. The boy was suffering from fever, and for that reason, he was not able to go to sleep. So, he was turning left and right on his bed, and his mother was very tired due to working for long and had fallen asleep. The swallow put the ruby stone on the table near the thimble. After keeping the ruby stone on the table, the swallow went near the boy as his mother was sleeping and no one was taking care of him. It shook its wings near him, because of which the boy could feel the cool air and felt better. The boy felt that he was getting better and went to sleep. With this, we can make out that the swallow was a kind-hearted bird. The swallow flew back and went to the statue of the happy prince and told him what all he had done. Now the bird felt warm. It says that it was very strange that it was feeling a little warm, even though the weather was very cold. The prince said that it was feeling warm because it had done a good deed. It had helped someone. After listening to the happy prince, the swallow started thinking, and when he started thinking, he felt sleepy, because whenever he thought, he used to feel sleepy. Okay, students, here I stop. The remaining story I shall tell you in module 2 and 3. I request you to attempt the questions given in the worksheet number 1. Thank you.